This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Go out to the hotline right now. James Rapien, he joins right now, covers the Bengals. He talks to us. James, a good morning to you. How's everything?
Everything's going well, man. How are you?
We're great. And in Steelerville, there is they don't often get free agents to come in like this, especially late, but Larry Ogunjobi, I guess, why don't you outline to us maybe how much good football do you think he has left, and how much do you think the injury will hamper him moving forward?
Plenty, right? 28 years old, had 7 sacks, a game-changing play in the postseason before injuring his foot against the Raiders, and was a real contributor on that Bengals defensive line last year. So, no, I think he's certainly capable of playing at a relatively high level and getting after the passer as an interior pass rusher, defensive tackle, 3 technique, whatever you want to call him. As far as the injury, that's kind of the big question mark, because we don't really know much about the injury. We know it cost him millions and millions in Chicago. We know he had surgery. And we didn't see him for the rest of the postseason, obviously, after he got hurt in the wild card round when the Bengals beat the Raiders. And so outside of that, we're not sure. And so clearly the Steelers felt good enough to sign him, and I thought he was going to get signed at some point. So he kind of finds himself in a similar position that he had last year, where he's in a prove-it year. And if he can stay healthy, I think he's going to be able to produce for the Steelers.
Can he stay on the field all 3 downs and be productive all 3 downs, James?
He can, but he's not the best run defender, and so that would be the fly in the ointment there. But it is a more passing league, and so, especially, for example, I think against the Bengals, I think Larry Ogunjobi, they're going to see plenty of each other. And it's one of those things where you'll notice some missed tackles here and there, and he'll have a running back in his sights, but not necessarily get him down. But he's really good at getting to opposing quarterbacks, so I think that's the best way to use him. As an interior pass rusher.
James, what precluded him from being part of the plan in Cincinnati moving forward?
That's a big question, right? And I think a lot of fans were bummed yesterday when they saw the news of him just visiting Pittsburgh, let alone signing. And so when he did sign, I think fans were like, well, what are they going to do at the 3 technique specifically? Because the Bengals have defensive linemen, but they don't have someone like Ogunjobi necessarily that can be that dedicated interior pass rusher. And fans certainly liked him last year, and the coaching staff did too. And so I wonder if, there was just maybe more concern with the foot, or because the Bengals would know more about that than any other team. The other possibility is maybe they had a standing offer for Ogunjobi, and that offer was what it was, and he visited the Jets and decided not to take their offer if they offered him, and then said, I'm going to look around a little more before I make a decision. And ultimately, he landed with his 3rd AFC North team. So I don't think there was anything really negative about Ogunjobi's time in Cincinnati. I think they were open to bringing him back as free agency started, but obviously that injury is the big question mark that we don't really know enough about to say for sure.
James Rapien joins us here, Fan Morning Show. Sorry, I was looking up a stat here. James, answer me this. Okay. Burrow, Mixon, Chase, Higgins, all those guys in Cincinnati. Is this the true start of something, or could you see where maybe the league catches up a little bit and that's their first and only Super Bowl appearance? Does everybody just think it's in the bag that they're going to go to another Super Bowl in the future?
I don't think so, because they realize how hard it is to get to the Super Bowl. I mean, last year, a lot of things went the Bengals' way, health specifically. That said, I think people are excited because the Bengals last year, on paper, weren't a Super Bowl team, right? They shouldn't have made it that far, and they found a way. And the pieces you mentioned were a big reason why. And so what happens now that their offensive line is better and that they have, 4 new defensive players to add on the back end, in the draft, and guys they think can contribute right away. And so, yeah, I think people think it's the start of something and think that the Bengals can and will be good for a long time. At the same time, even if they are better this year, I think most people look at it as, yeah, that doesn't mean they're going to get back to the Super Bowl. They could be better in 2022 and not make it all the way back there, just because that's how things work in the NFL. It's really, really hard to get back there.
James, we've been talking a lot in the last 24, 48 hours about this I Am Athlete podcast episode with Chase Claypool. I noticed in that podcast you wrote up something that Shady McCoy said about Joe Burrow. I saw this yesterday where Shady said, Joe Burrow, Kenny Pickett, I can't see the difference. What's the reaction been like to that down there?
Well, I thought Chase Claypool saying that he's a top three receiver was the most controversial thing in that podcast. But I sort of listened to the whole thing because that's – to me, I think that's silly, and I get we haven't seen Kenny Pickett play. And, you know, LeSean obviously went to Pittsburgh, and so I think there's ties there, and there's some bias there. Kenny Pickett might be a really good player, but no quarterback prospect in this draft class. And we were paying attention to it, obviously, with Desmond Ridder here in Cincinnati. No one in this 2022 draft class is close to what Herbert and Burrow were coming out. So, it was funny, and I think a lot of Bengals fans were laughed at the idea that they're the same guy.
Is Zach Taylor a good coach, or does he just have a really good collection of talent and at the most important position?
That's a question that I think he is probably a good coach, but I do want to see more before I crown that, right? And because you're right, the first couple of years, 6-25-1. Last year, 10-7, you get hot at the right time and you make a run to the Super Bowl. Well, you know, Jeff Fisher went to a Super Bowl too. And so can you consistently, not that Jeff was a bad coach, but we know his reputation. So can you stay consistent and continue to grow? And that's the thing I would say for Zach Taylor is when you look at him in 2019 to 2020, he improved. 2020 to 2021, he improved. How much better will he be this year now that he can call plays and have an offensive line that should be, you know, not a bottom five unit in the league and more like a top half unit, at least. I think that's a reasonable expectation for this Bengals offensive line. I think that's going to potentially do wonders, but I need to see it first before I crown him good coach. I will say this, though. I do think he's really good at managing, his guys and getting the most out of them to this point. And the roster's really young. But last year, they, you know, not a moment, even including the Super Bowl, even though they lost, there wasn't really a moment that was too big for them. But I thought there were times when Zach would make mistakes as a play caller, personnel decisions, things like that. And so we'll see if he can grow and learn from those.
Short answer before we let you go, last thing, around the AFC North. The next regular season game that Deshaun Watson will play will be when?
Well, when the schedule came out, a lot of people were pointing to that Monday night matchup against the Bengals, I believe in week 8. But I think he'll probably get suspended at least 8. You know, there's a lot of talk of a year. Could be a little longer than that and then reduced to 8. So I'll say, you know, the second half of the 2022 season. I still think he plays this year, but it'll be later on.
There we go. James Rapien covers the Bengals. Check out his work, Sports Illustrated, various other outlets. James, we thank you. We appreciate it. We will touch base again soon.
Sounds good. Thanks, fellas.
Absolutely.
Thanks, baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app. We'll be right back.